Okay, today is Daf Pei Dalid. We're on Pei Gimel Amud Beis. We're up to the word Tanan. Tanan is as follows. We learned in our Mishnah. So it's 1 minute of background. You have to go back for a minute. The Mishnah was discussing a situation where you have Anshei Chatzer and Anshei Merpeset, right? And then you have some kind of a rock or a post, something in the chatzar that for the... Now the question was, let's go back to the Gemara for a minute. The Gemara had a machlokes, right? Amar of Nachman. Lazeb is shilshul, the lazeb is rika. Where the Anshei Merpeset with ease can lower something down onto the top of that post and lowering something down, or there are three categories here. There's nachas, which Gemara calls pesach. That's just easy access. Then there's throwing up and throwing down. Okay? So, Amar of Nachman, lozeb is shilshul, lozeb is rika. What if one of them has to lower and one of them has to raise? Mai, what's the din? Amar Rav, shnei and asurin. Shmuel Amar, nosdin os, lozeb is shilshul, lozeb tashmisho. Benachas. Lozeb tashmisho bakasha, v'chal davar tashmisho, lozeb benachas, lozeb bakasha, nosen osel tashmisho benachas. In other words, if there are two areas of living, chatzar and a marpeset, and one, the chatzar has to raise up to get to the top of that thing, and the b'nei marpeset have to lower down, says Rav, they're both osir. Says Shmuel, no. The lower one is mutter. The one that has to lower down, the marpeset, is mutter. Why? Why? They're both mutter. No. Yeah. I'm not sure if they're both mutter, according to Shmuel. I think no. The upper one is mutter. Why is the upper one mutter? Because lowering is easier than raising. Good? That's what's going on here. Tonight, there's the whole days like this. The whole daf is about this. If you don't know this, get this machlokes in Rav and Shmuel. That's the basic thing of today's daf.
Were they mutter to do what? To use this post?
Yeah. Yeah. So the case is going to come up with a well. Okay? Or a fish tank. So if you're the marpeset, you want to get the fish out of the fish tank, all you got to do is lower down the bucket into the fish tank and take water out. If you're down in the chatzar, you have to throw the bucket into the fish tank, assuming the fish tank is 10 tefachim tall. That's considered a harder use. Rav says they're both osur. Shmuel says no, the marpeset's mutter. Okay? Now, Tanan. We looked at our Mishnah. It said in our Mishnah as follows. Anshei chatzar, anshei merpeset, sheshachacho, they forgot. V'lo irvu, they forgot to make an eruv. Kol shegavoa asara tefachim lemarpeset. Anything above 10 tefachim belongs to the marpeset. I'm sorry. Kol shegavoa asara, yes. Pachas mikan, lechatzar. Less than that, it belongs to the chatzar. Kasol gadaita, so we had a question. Well, my marpeset. What does the marpeset mean? What does that mean? What that means is, right? B'nai Aliyah. The people on the upper floor. Right? That's a picture might help today. My karile marpeset. Why do you call it a marpeset? A marpeset doesn't mean an upper floor. A marpeset means a porch. So call them a B'nai Aliyah. B'nai Chatzar, B'nai Aliyah. Why B'nai marpeset? The answer is, de kasulki b'marpeset. Because they're removed by being on the upper floor. In other words, they're their own chatzar. Alma, what do you see from here? Kol zeh b'shulshul v'zeh b'zrika. Nostin oso l'zeh b'shulshul. It's a beferish of Mishnah that Rav is wrong. Right? It's a beferish of Mishnah that Rav is wrong. The Mishnah says in black and white, it's not really black and white, a little bit of pulling teeth. But the Mishnah says that if the post is above 10 tefachim, right, the b'nei marpeset can lower something down, right, and the b'nei chatzar cannot. What do you see from here? that lowering beats raising. That's what Rav said. That's what Shmuel said. And Shmuel said that Rav said they're both usher. How's Rav going to explain the Mishnah? You hear that? How's Rav going to explain the Mishnah? So the Gemara answers, Kid Amar Rav Huna. No. La'osan hadarim b'marpeset. Hachanami la'osan hadarim b'marpeset. In other words, we're talking about where the post is so high, that it's not a case of shilshul. Shilshul means you have to lower down. That's not the case. The case is it's pesach, it's benachas, it's on equal level with them. That's why the chatzar people can't access it. It's way too high. And the B'nai Marpeset people can access it without having to just walk over and grab. That's a whole different case. Rav wasn't talking about that case. Rav's, the machlokas Rav and Shmuel was only when one has ease and one has difficulty. Ease meant lowering down, easier than the other guy. Here, it's nachas. It's Pesach, that they didn't have a machlokas about. Ihachi, if that's the case, aim a seifa. Look at the seifa. The seifa said, if it's less than that, it belongs to the chatzar. Amai. Why is that true? They're both the same ease. They're both considered the same ease. So the Gemara answers, my lechatzar. What does it mean that it's good for the chatzar? It means af lechatzar, also for the chatzar. Meaning, v'shnei and asurin. And they both asur each other. Look at Rashi, klomar, shtei rishuyos cholet esbo. They both have equal rights. There is no Eruv, v'asurin zeh al zeh, and they asur each other. By the way, hachinam mistarpa, that makes a lot of sense. Diktoni, because we will say for it, says, b'med devar amurim, when is that true? Bismucha, if they're next to each other. Right? Bismucha. Right? Then what? What if it's smucha? What's smucha? This post is smucha to the b'nei marpetzeth. Avo mufleges. But if it's far away, afilu gvoa yud tfachim lachatzer, then even if it's 10 tfachim, it'll still be a good for the chatzer. My lachatzer, what does that mean? Ilema, if it means lachatzer vishari, that it's a chatzer and it's mutter, amai. Why is that true? Rishusa detarvaihuhu. It's the rishus of both. What does that mean? It's the rishus of both. Look at Rashi. Rishusa detarvayuhi, right here, Rashi. Dulishnehem tashmishu bakasha. Because for both of them now, it's not easy. Luchatzar bizrikas gova. For the B'nai Chatzar, they have to throw the bucket up into the post. Ulivne aliyah, ulvila aliyah, bizrika es hamashach haflaga, ubishilshul es hanimochos. What do the second one have to do? They have to throw the bucket way over there. What's the post is far away from them. So they have to throw the bucket 4 amos away and plus lower it down. Right? Now, unihi. Now it's true. Dil Shmuel. That according to Shmuel, Shilshul lagabe zrikas gova noachu. Shilshul beats throwing. That's true. Shmuel held that. However, Hacha over here, the Ika Shilshul Vizrikas Mashach. Here, you have to throw horizontal and then lower. In other words, therefore, Shavin Hain Lizrikas Gova Amai Lachatzar. So, back to the question. In the same. Again, go back. Ihachi Ema Seifa. Ihachi, if it's true. If what's true? If it's true that the access is very easy to the B'nai Marpeset, right? Ema Seifa. To look at the Seifa of the Mishnah. What? The Seifa of the Mishnah said, Pachos Mikan, if it's less than that, L'chatzer. It belongs to the Chatzer. Amai, why is that true? Why isn't it also to the Marpeset? Why not? So the Gemara answered, Lozel Pesach Lozel Pesach. They're both easy. Right, my lechatzar, what does it mean for the chatzar? Af lechatzar. Also the chatzar, and Shnei and Asur, and they're both Asur. Why are they both Asur? There is no Eruv. Hachinari Mestabra, that also makes a lot of sense, right? Midiktani Seifa, it said in the Seifa, Medivam Amurim, when is that true? When is what true? That if the post is higher than 10, it belongs to the Marpeset, Bismucha, when it's close to the Marpeset. Aval Mifleges, but if it's far away, right? Four Tvachim away, I said 4 hours before, four Tvachim away. Afilu Gvo Asar Tvachim, even if it's 10 Tvachim high, it's Lachatzer. It belongs to the Chatzer. Why does it belong to the... Now, my Lachatzer, what does that mean it belongs to the Chatzer? Ilem Lachatzer Vishari. If it belongs to the Chatzer, it's Mutter. Amai, why should that be true? Rishusin de Tavayuhu. It belongs to both of them. Why does it belong to both of them? Why does it belong to both of them? Because the Bnei Chatzer have to throw the bucket above, and the Bnei Aliyah, the Bnei Marpeset, have to throw the bucket over there and then lower it. So as Rashi pointed out, that's hard for both of them. So it belongs to both. The both are the same. No one's better than the other. Ella, what does it mean, my Lachatzer? It means af Lachatzer, also for the Chatzer. And by the way, Shnei Matsur, they're both Asur. Why are they both Asur? Because there's no Eruv. They both have equal access, and there's no Eruv. Hachanami here too. My lachatzer, af lachatzer, shnei matzurin, shma mina. It's all good.
Therefore,
it doesn't mean that it's only for the chatzer, because the post is equidistant to both of them.
So what does it mean? They have the right to do what?
What?
They can't. It's usher.
They have the right. They have the potential to avail themselves of this post if they would make an error with the bnei aliyah. That's what it means. There are cases we had in the Mishnah where the post is only shayach to one of them. Why? It's so far away from the other one. Here, they're both the same far away. As Rashi pointed out, they're far away in different ways. The Bnei Aliyah have to throw and lower. Right? So Shmuel said lowering is always better, right? Yeah, but here they have to throw also, so therefore it's the same. And the Bnei Chatzer have to raise. They're both inconvenient. Therefore, they're both Asur without an Eruv. They're both difficult in different ways. But they're both difficult. Okay? Now, Tanan, we have a Mishnah that says like this. It's our Mishnah. It said, Chulios Habar, the rim of a bar, right? The Chulia of... Right? Or Vahatsela, or Rak, Shein Gavo and Asara, Lemar Peset. If they're 10 Tvachim tall, they belong to the Marpeset. Why do they belong to the Marpeset?
It's easier
for them to get to it. Easier for them. What's on top of the rock? A diamond ring. It's easier for the people on top to get that diamond ring than the people on the bottom to get the diamond ring. Pachas Mikan? But if it's less than that, L'chatzer. It belongs to the Chatzer. Is that a blatant kash on Rav? A blatant kash on Rav. Rav said, that if one's easier than the other, they're both Asa. The Mishnah says exactly the opposite like that.
How high is 10 Tvachim?
I understand it's very short. In 21st century, this doesn't make sense. It's very low. For some reason, the Gemara had a that was the cutoff. It's a good question. They didn't tell me 10 Ahamos, I understand.
Right.
10 Tvachim. 10 Tvachim is what, 3 feet tall? I hear the question, I don't have an answer. But having said that, you just have to accept it. So it's a kash on Rav. His mission is black and white. So Amar Huna, the same answer that we're going to give. La'osam hadarim b'marpeset. No. It doesn't mean that the Marpeset people have to lower something to get the diamond ring. It means it's flush with the Marpeset. You just have to walk and pick it up. That is considered, that's not shilshul. That's even a better category. That's called nachas. Or the Gemara calls that pesach. Just open the door and go get it. That, Rav never was talking about that. Rav was never talking about that. So now the Gemara says, Tinach Sela. That makes sense when you're talking about a rock. Bor, Mayik Lameimar. What about a bor? How does that apply by a bor? Says Rashi, Bor, Shemimalim Haimenu. Right? It's filled up the bor. Shetashmishu b'shulshulhu afil of Neymar Pesach. You have a bor that's filled with water. So how are you getting that water? Even the Bnei Marpeset have to lower something to get it. Sharei mikarki atzo dolim. because it's hanging from the karka. Ushmamina, you see from here, the hoel ulufnei chotzer tashmishu bizrika. Now, the bnei chotzer, how are they going to get into that well? They have to throw the bucket up. She'ein yichon lamalos, they can't get the water. Ela imkein zorkin deli lamayla menachulia. They have to throw the bucket over and above the rim. Yavina la ulufnei marpeset, dibishoshel, kishmuel. But the bnei marpeset, how are they going to get the water? They also need a bucket. They have to lower the bucket in. So then, that doesn't make any sense. So it's not a case of nachas for them. The rock, I understand. But this is a case of a bar. So how do you say, how does that work? How is that not lowering something into it? If it's lowering something into it, they have easier, it's easier to lower something than to throw the bucket over. Therefore, they win over the bnei chotzer. And we're back to our question. How's Rav going to explain this? So back to the Gemara. Amar Vitzchak Ben Rav Yehuda, Hacha, Babar, Malaya, Mayim, Askinan. No, the bar is already full. It's not like you have to go send a bucket down to the bottom of the bar. No, it's flush with the water. It's right on top. So you just have to walk right over and get. You don't have to lower anything. So the Gemara says, Vaha Chasra, but then it's at some point the water goes down. Right? At some point the water goes down. So the Gemara says, well, kivan de chimalia shari. Well, when it's full, you don't have to do that. So ki chasra nami shari. Even though it's chaser, it's still the same case. Same halacha. So the Gemara says, adraba, just the opposite. Just the opposite. Kivan de chasra asira. Just the opposite. When it's chaser, it's aser. Why is it aser? Because it's a hard use. And Rav held that when it's hard for both, it's aser. So kimal yanami asiris, it's also aser now too. What's the svar for that? So Tosfos says in Tosfos of Kivon dechichasra asira kimal yanari asira. One line, dahavi davar hanital b'shabbos ve'eno mamayit. It's something that's accessible. You're allowed to have water on Shabbos. What does that mean, right? The bar is not measured, what Tosfos means to say, is the Achron to explain, it's not measured by how high the water is in the well. That's a ridiculous, that's a crazy determining factor. Well, is the water this high or that? That doesn't make any sense. The water is meant to be accessed. So even if right now it's full, I just have to have easy access, at some point that's not going to be the case. Therefore, the whole thing should always be awesome. Why? Because water is going to be taken. That's what water is there for. It's there to be used. So what do you mean? Well, right now it's full, therefore it should always be full. Just the opposite. Since right now it's going to be empty, it should always be usher.
Well, it's two reasons. Usher of exertion. You can feel it exerting yourself for it.
Right.
So if you've got to draw the water up out of the well.
Correct.
You're exerting power.
Right.
Rather than somebody who's going here and just goes like this.
Right. So we said, we had a question. How can a well,
but it's not the same.
How can a well have easy access? The answer is only when it's full. Only when it's full. Therefore, since it's when it's full, it's easy, we say it's always full. So the Gemara is just the opposite. Since it's most of the time not full, and it's meant to be accessed, as Tosa says, meant to be accessed.
On Shabbos?
No? If you can access it, that's what it's there for. It's there to be accessed, there to drink. So if you can access it on Shabbos, then it should always be usher. The fact that right now it's full up to the top, what kind of reason is that? It's just the opposite. So back to our question. Our question is, it's difficult for both of them, and it should be usher. Why is it not usher?
No, because then you can go into any time. They made the standard rule. But now you're going to go start giving exceptions to based on things.
So good. Very good point. So the truth is the Gemara is going to address your point in a minute. So back to that, we have a question that we didn't answer. The question is, what's the question? The question is, it's a very good question, that since you're going to use the water, it should always be usher. It should always be usher. Why should it always be usher? Because it should always be viewed as something that's difficult. As something that's exertion. It should always be viewed that way. Even though right now it's full. Okay, so you got lucky. Lucky you, right now it's full. That's not the normal. The normal is that you have to stick your bucket down and go get it. What? I'm sorry? Oh, so that's the Gemara's answer. So that's a good question. So why on earth is it usher? I'm sorry, why is it mutter? It should be usher according to Rav. Why? Both of them have to exert. Maybe you'll get lucky and it will be full. Okay, that's a weird. Elam Arba'ah, you're right. If it would be a case of water, you're right. But it would be a case of exertion, and therefore it's Asr. Hacha b'mayeskinan, hacha b'bor malei peros eskinan. We're talking about a bor that is full of peros. Okay? And there's something resting on top of the peros. Now, why isn't there a chashash you can take the peros? Because they're muksa. V'ha chaser, but the same case. So apples in there, that's great, we're going to have apples. No, betivla, the apples are tevel, so you can't touch them, because they're not edible. Dekonami, that actually makes sense. Diktoni dumya desela, because it's just like a rock. A rock is also muksa. Shmamina, you're right. So now one second. If that's the case, why do we need two cases that say the same exact thing? If you have a rock and something on it, so then it's like flush with the upper, at the Kodera. It's flush, therefore the upper chatzar wins. And you have a bar full of peros, the diamond ring on top of the apple, it's flush with the chatzar, the upper chatzar, flush with the marpeset wins. Same case twice. Same halacha. Lamla the misni bar, lamla the misni sela. Why do we need both? So the Gemara says, Tzricha, I need both for Mati's point. T'i as Ashmin and Sela, if I only would have the case of Sela, Deleka Lemidzar, what kind of Gzeira is there? Aval Bar, but when it's the case of a Bar, Ligzar, I can make a Gzeira, Zimnan Demalia Paris Mitsukanen. Maybe, okay, today there's Tevil in the pit, and tomorrow they'll take off the Truman, it'll be regular, and everyone can eat it. So I would have said, wait a minute, if I can eat the fruit, it's no different than water. Meaning, it's going to decrease, people are going to eat, and therefore the upper marpeset will have to exert themselves, just like the lower one. It should be us. I would have thought we should make that gzeira. Why we don't make that gzeira, I don't know why we don't make that gzeira. It's a good gzeira. The gzeira is, I'm going to asr using the well. When it's full of pears, I can't eat. Atu, when it's full of pears, I can eat. No, we don't make that gzeira. Shmicha, that's why the case is mentioned. That we don't make that gzeira. I would have thought to make a gzeira. Right? That was a mati right away chat. Make a gzeira like that. I would have thought to make that gzeira. That's why we can't have the case. Not to make that gzeira. And if the guy says that it's the pears are tevel, we're not going to mix it up when there aren't. So when it's tevel, the upper marpeset can use it. And when it's not tevel, they can't. Ah, you might get mixed up. Okay, you're not going to get mixed up. Okay, next. Tashma, we learned, right, a brisa. It says, Anshe Chatzar, the Anshe Aliyah, Sheshachachu, they forgot, Velo Irvu, and they forgot to make an Erev. So what's the story? Anshe Chatzar, Mishtamshin Basara Tachtonim, the Anshe Chatzar can use anything in the bottom 10 Tvachim, maybe a hole in the wall, or something sticking out of the wall, right? The Anshe Aliyah, Mishtamshin Ba'asra El Yonim. And the Anshe Aliyah can use the upper 10. Again, maybe there's a tall wall, and there's stuff sticking out of the wall. So they get the bottom 10, they get the upper 10. What about the middle? What if there's a middle?
Exactly.
What's in the middle? In other words, the Marpeset's 30 amas tall. So they get the upper 10. They get the lower 10. What about all the middle? So Kate said, for example, Ziz Yotzim and Akotzel. There's something sticking out of the wall. Some protrusion from the wall. So lamata me'asara l'chater. Under 10 belongs to the chater. Lamala me'asara l'aliyah. If it's above 10 belongs to the v'aliyah. Good. Had the baini. What about in the middle? Usher. It's usher. Okay? Now what's that case?
Usher.
What if it's in the middle? So isn't it easier use?
Why don't you just say the bottom 10 belongs to the chater? Everything above the top 10 belongs to the top.
Everything. Say again. Everything. Right, right. So everything of the upper 10 belongs to you.
No. Below 10, he said it's a 30-amah wall.
Right.
So the bottom 10 belongs to the chatzar, and everything above 10 belongs to the aliyah.
Exactly. Since the mission didn't say that. Since the mission didn't say that, what do you see? Rav is right. Rav said, if it's easier for one use and harder for the other one, it's usher. Exactly the case. So what if it's below 10, it's 30-amah tall wall? And it's below 10 amas down, there's a diamond ring sticking out of the wall. Can the Bnei Aliyah go get it? No. What does it say? The Baini's Usr. If it's Usr, Rav is right. Otherwise, the top one could just lower the bucket and get it. Why? Because we said upper use beats lower use. Rav said it's not true. Rav said it's both usher. Exactly Rav, no? How are we going to answer that? We're going to answer that. We're going to say the wall doesn't have a beanie. There is no space in between. Right? The wall is exactly 19 tefachim, so there is no space in between. Right, but the problem is that we don't have a brisa that discusses any other case. Amar Rav Nachman, Hacha, Bekosel, Tisha, Asar, Askinan. We're talking about a wall that's 19 tefachim tall. Rashi has a whole long thing why it can't be 20 tefachim. It has to be 19 tefachim exactly. This is Hayotze Mimenu. So if it's below 10, it's easy access for the lower. Shilshul for the upper, the lower one wins. Right? If it's above 10, then the upper one just picks it up, and the lower one has to throw up the bucket, therefore the upper one wins. And there is no intermediate space. Okay? Good? That was the easy part of today's daf. Now here we go. Amud Beis. Toshma. Shtei gezusteros, zu lamala mizu. You have two porches, one on top of the other. Okay? Two porches, one on top of the other. Let's look at the top Rashi. Masnithin hi. It's actually a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah later on in the week. Gezusteros shu lamala menayam. You have an ocean. Or not an ocean, a river, and you have a guy has a beachfront property. It's an apartment building. So one apartment has a porch, and another apartment has a porch, right? So Beis Zizin Bolton Minhalia. Two guys have porches. Shalsfas Hayam over the river, right? Over the river. Ukivuin Nisarim Mizelazeh. You know they put porches out. Figizustra, that doesn't mean the porch. It means they built an extension out of the house, out of the apartment, to go onto a porch. Utnan, and we learned, in Mimala Mimena B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to, I want to get water out of this well on Shabbos. So I'm on a porch, I'll drop a bucket into the water and raise up the water. Now you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Why? L'fisha gezustra v'shutza yachid. The gezustra is a v'shutza yachid. Shegavoa v'rochava harbe. Because it's wide and long and wide enough to make it into a v'shutza yachid. Vayam Carmelis, and the Yam is a Carmelis. So I'm going to get the water out of the Carmelis into my bucket and bring it up into my apartment. We had it before, right. Ella imkein asula mechita asara bein lamayla bein lamata. You have to build, it looks like a box. Basically, it's a box. You have to build, first of all, you have to put a hole in your porch. Either build a box 10 tefachim up or a box 10 tefachim below. Okay, that will sort of bridge the gap between your property and the chatzar and the yam, and make it that you can stick a bucket through and pick the water up. Is there a picture of it there? I'm sure there is. Shechoka ki nekev arba ke'en pi habor. You make a hole like a bor in your porch. V'osin mechitza sivivosav. And then you make a mechitza. L'mayla o l'mata. Either above the porch or below the porch. U'mishal shel dli mimali. And you drop the bucket down and you go get the water.
Why do you have to make the mechitza?
Why? Because it's a. Well, you'll see in a minute why. Okay? V'chashiv, it's a considered ki'ilu pios ha-mechitza. It's as if the edge of the mechitza, yardin v'sosman at the home, go down to the depths. K'idarin perakam had adaf yibayz, kal hu she'ki'ilu ha-chama v'mayim, she'mechitza tulu yumateris behem. It's a kula. We want people to have access to water on Shabbos. So really, you don't have to make a tunnel from your porch down to the water. Four tefachim is enough. Four tefachim down. So you make a hole, imagine a box. Make a hole in your porch, put a box around the four tefachim tall, four tefachim around, a square box. You take your bucket, you drop it down through the hole.
Between the box and the water, how many tefachim
is it? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. From the box in the water, you could be on the 100th floor. It doesn't matter. It's a kula that they made regarding water. They want people to have access to water. The other alternative is you have to make a 100 amma box going like a tube. That's very inconvenient. So it's a kula. The whole thing's a derabana. right? Because a kamos is a derabanan. Min haTorah, you need any of this. So it's a derabanan. So then, some hecker. You can't just go get water. Some hecker you made, that was enough for the chacham. Okay, if it's enough for them, it's enough for me.
But he has that work, engineering wise. Is it okay to have a house right by the ocean?
It's in Venice. What is it in Venice? Except in Venice.
Okay, they reach in Venice. Anyway. Okay, good. Now, you got two porches. A guy lives on the 100th floor, and a guy lives on the 99th floor. The guy on the 99th floor didn't make that chatzar. He didn't do this. But the guy on the 100th floor did. So, Asulel Yona, if the guy on the 100th floor, or it could be the third floor, doesn't make a difference. The guy on the 5th floor made this thing. But the guy on the 4th floor didn't. Right? Stay in Asuros, Aji Arvu. They're both Asur, by the way, till they make an air with each other. They're both Asur. Why are they both Asur? Why are they both Asur? Right? So it says Rashi, in the Rashi of Stay in Asuros, it's the last Rashi before the lines get wide. Why? Stay in Asuros, Lamalos. Neither of them. I'm living on the 5th floor. I go outside one morning. I see my guy down there forgot to make an Erev. I can't use my contraption. I can't. Shmipnei, Sherishus, Shtei, and Shalat Esbo. Because really, one Rishus applies to both of them. The guy on the 4th floor theoretically could take his bucket, throw it up to the 5th floor, through the box, into the hole, and get water like that. He could do that. Kigon, Shasu also Mechitza B'Shutfitz. Let's say we did it with Shutfitz, with partners. Alma, all I have to do on the 5th floor is just lower my bucket. The guy on the 4th has to throw the bucket up into...
Is he going to step down
if he does that? Alma, Zeb Shilshol, Lebne Aliyah, Tashmish, Milui, Zeb Shilshol, Mashashol, Yam. Lebne Tachtona, Bezviko, Shilshol. The guy in below has to throw it up and then down. Right? Victoni Shein Asuros. What do you see? Rav is right. Rav is right, they're both usher. One has ease and one has difficulty, and they're both usher. So the Gemara answers.
Why is the guy that's slightly lower usher in his
thing? Because that's what Rashi started off. They're partners. Some of their partners. Maybe they made a shutfas. They own the building together. It's two family houses, they each own one apartment.
And so reversing, the low one made the whole.
I don't know. I don't know. So Amar Vadim Araba, he answers. B'boed b'nei tachtona derech aliyah lamalos. No, the answer is, there's a ladder connecting the 4th floor and the 5th floor. So he doesn't have to throw his bucket up and down. He doesn't have to climb up the ladder. Therefore, they both have the same easy use, and therefore they didn't make an error, and therefore it's usher.
And without the ladder, according to this one?
What?
Without the ladder?
Without the ladder, it's not going to be a problem. Without the ladder, no, without the ladder, then we have a kash on Shmuel. Without the ladder, it's a kash on Shmuel. Shmuel said that easy use beats hard use, but from this price, you see, it's not true.
It's
not a riot. It's not a riot, right. So to make Shmuel make sense, this shouldn't be a kash on Shmuel. This must be a case with a ladder. We're going to get to the permanent in a minute. Good question. A few minutes to get to the permanent or temporary. Abaya gives a different answer. Kigon, dikaimin besoch asara dahadadi. They're within 10 tfachim of each other. It's not the 4th floor or the 5th floor. One's on the 4th floor, and one has a lower, it's not 2 feet down. The gzusra is 2 feet down. Volomi baya kaamar. And the Mishnah's, and this Bryce's phrase is volomi baya. Lami baya for sure asur l'tachtona. If the lower guy made one, follow asur lel yona, and the upper one didn't, dasiri it's asur. Why is it asur? The kivon the guy yud ba'adadi kaim and asur adadi. Since they're within 10 tefachim of each other, how far apart are these two porches? They're 2 or 3 tefachim apart. So if the lower one made an eruv, the lower one did this, and the upper one did, I'm not doing it. My what's his name did it. I'll just use his. And they didn't make an eruv. They're both asur. El afilu asu el yona. Even if the upper one made one, and the lower one said, "Why should I make one? We're 2 tefachim apart. I'll just use his, right?" Below asu el tachtona. So I would have thought, kivan de lozeb benachas, lozeb b'kasha. One's easy, one's hard. Why is it hard? You still have to throw it two tefachim, right? You should give it to the one that has ease. Kamash malan, kibon de bego asara kaimin. Since they're within 10 tefachim, ashmana hadadi, they asar each other. But there was a ladder. The first teretz was there was a ladder.
And so therefore,
it's not that one's easy, one's hard. They're both easy. You have to climb the ladder. Climbing the ladder is not considered hard.
But it's not
an inconvenience, but it's not considered hard. Here, the second answer is, no, they're both the same level. Really, both really the same level. At one or two tefach difference. Within 10 tefachim, that doesn't count. So therefore, they're both considered the same. Now, you have two people that share a property and don't make an eruv, it's usher. By the way, Kiyad, the Amr of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, they really said the same thing. In a different context, the exact same story. Gag has samach l'rishus harabim. Let's say a guy has a porch that's right next to the rishus harabim. Saruch sulam kavua latiro. He wants to make sure that no passers-by will use the roof. Okay? He wants to make sure it's my private roof. He wants to make sure no passers-by will use the roof. How's he going to prevent the people from passing by use the roof? Put a ladder from your second floor up to your roof. What does that gain? By putting the ladder up to the roof, Rashi says, min ha'aliyah legag latiro, l'taltam and amar peset legag. That'll let you use from your porch to the roof. The Iavid Lake Sulam, when you make the ladder, Gully Daite, you demonstrate the Salki Lagag Mikorach Rishusarabim. You people can't use this roof. This is my roof. I made a ladder, it's my roof. The Ihu Nichol El Tashmishe Bay, I want to use it. Back to the Gemara. Sulam Kavua in, Sulam Arai Lo. A good ladder, yeah, but not a temporary ladder. My timer, why? Lav mishum the kivon de besoch hatsara hadadi kaimi asur nahadadi. Since it's with the marpeset or the roof is within 10 tvachim, kind of roof is this? Since it's within 10 tvachim, really by rights, the bnei rishus harabim are able to use it just like anybody else. Therefore, you have to take them away. How do you take them away? They're making a ladder. What do you see from here? A similar type of situation, a similar story of what? Of two people having rights to the same property. So two people can have be a little bit off on the height, but they both have rights to the hole in the bar. Maskevlor, Papa, Tataraya. Dilma, Kisharavim, Mekatfin Olav, Bekuma, Vesudra. Maybe, right? Maybe the reason why the Bnei Rishus HaRabim will aser the roof from the owner of the roof is because we're not talking about heavy loads. We're talking about scarves and kerchiefs and things like that. And that's a very easy use. It's very easy for them to just put it down. Therefore, you have to put the ladder there to get them excluded. Not necessarily a raya. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day and a good Shabbos.